Hi, James. This is John Ka with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Well, I'm glad to hear that everything is going well here. So from what I see here, you've been in business about 15 years. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So obviously something's going well for you. So tell me, how do you currently market for the business to keep it alive and well for so long?
I've got some, I basically do my own website. I've got, I'm doing a little bit of billboard and work with realtors, and I've just got referrals and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. So a lot of things where you're networking and building word of mouth relationships. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I obviously definitely, you know, want to make sure that we can help here. So just to make sure that we're in the right place, are you also currently looking to grow the business through online marketing through Google?
Yes. It's just, a lot of it just comes down to, I'm doing a lot more things this year already. So it's just been a, I'll say right now I've kind of gotten a little frustrated with Google at the moment.
You mind letting me know what happened?
Well, for the last 2 years, I've been trying to, I had basically moved from where I was located, and, you know, how Google, when they do their verification, they say they want to send you a postcard, and then you're supposed to enter in the postcard information to verify that that's where your business is because they sent it to you.
Uh-huh.
I never got the postcards, and, you know, so basically, you know, they've taken it that I've closed up my business at the old address, but they won't let me assume the address for the new address.
Gotcha. And just to make sure, where specifically is your new address to make sure it matches online?
It's 3104 West Yoder Road in Yoder, Indiana.
Okay. Well, I will let you know that's what I see here on Google when I type in AAA Plus Electric. Are you there?
Unless they've just changed it recently.
Yeah, I mean, just to let you know, Google is a little tricky sometimes, and I will let you know sometimes just based on, like, the word of mouth or people leaving reviews, it helps establish that. But I definitely see that. I mean, I just typed in AAA Plus Electrical Company in Yoder, Indiana. I see AAA Plus Electric Company, and it says electrician in Yoder, Indiana, 3104 West Yoder Road. It looks like your hours are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. And the phone number that I see is the same one I'm talking to you on, the 260-557-5455. And you have 10 reviews on Google with a 4.8 stars. So hopefully they at least fixed it eventually.
Well, the last I have looked, and I'm trying to think if it was, whether it was the Google Maps is where it was. Basically, they were trying to have me call up and, like, do, like, a video chat or whatever to kind of verify that my business is where it's at. But it's like, the problem is I don't have customers who come to my house. You know, my business, I go to where people need the electric done. They don't come to me.
Right, right. You work out of a home base like most of our clients. Totally get that.
Yeah. And so it's like I don't have, you know, a big sign at my house that, you know, says AAA Plus Electric Company. And,
I mean,
know,
that would
I've
be
got
weird,
a home
right?
Office and, right.
Not
so
your fault.
Just,
that's super normal.
I mean, it's one thing, you know, if you if you got a big business and, you know, you've got an office personnel and stuff like that, then, you know, obviously having the signage out there and all that kind of stuff makes sense. But
right.
Well, I will let you know, again, we work with a lot of clients in their situation, work out of a home base. We make sure they get verified. From what I can tell, you look like you're rocking and rolling in terms of verification. What we would do, just to make sure that we're on the same page here, is we would make sure that your listings show up on the maps when someone's looking for electricians near me in the greater Fort Wayne area. Is that where your main focus as far as for the business?
Well, I mean, like, Yoder itself is kind of a smaller area, but, I mean, probably a lot of my business does come right around, more around the Fort Wayne area. Now, I mean, I do go outside that, like right now I'm coming back from Peru, and I was down in Muncie today.
Okay.
You know, but I do stuff in Huntington, I've done stuff in Auburn. I think we're going to be in Auburn on Wednesday. So it's like, I do get around.
Okay. So you're saying, I mean, you got a pretty good radius. You're going Auburn, Columbia City, state line. I imagine you don't go into Ohio, right?
No, I don't go into Ohio. And,
but you said Bluffton, Huntington, Marion, all the way down to Muncie. Holy cow. I mean, you're a road warrior, obviously, right? Just to make sure we're talking the same language. I used to live in Indianapolis. I lived in Greenwood for a couple of years, so I'm very familiar with the area and you know, more power to you. I mean, it's a peaceful drive, fortunately, most of the areas you're going, because a lot of it is like, you know, the kind of like the county roads or state roads, but no real use of anything other than 69, right, for most of the highway type traffic.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm on 24 with a lot of construction.
Oh, gotcha. That happens, right? The construction always slows us down.
Yeah, it's gotten to be worse, like, almost everywhere now.
Right. Well, again, so just to let you know, I'm very familiar with your area. So how we would operate, just to make sure that, you know, we're talking, hopefully, genuinely. Are you currently looking to grow the business with online marketing through Google? Is that a platform that you feel works well?
I know I've gotten some referrals from Google and stuff. I have a small business, so I have to watch how much money I spend on advertising and, you know, what kind of results that I get and stuff like that, because you know, I've had some where I've paid a fair amount of money and not really gotten any return on it. And so, you know, it's just one of those things I've got to watch, because, you know, even if I spend $1,000 a month on advertising, if you're not getting the results from it, you know, or you go on the flip side and, you know, I get too much business to where I got to keep turning people away because I can't get to them. You know, that's not good either.
Right. Well, I will let you know, the way the model works, like if you've ever paid for leads before, like with Yelp or Angie's or anything like that, totally different model here.
Yeah,
what we would do. Okay, so not really looking to offer that to you. And that's why you said like $1,000 a month. That's actually way out of bounds from what we provide to our clients. Just to let you know, our core service, and I'll get into the details of what it is about $250 a month. Okay, so much different from you doing $1,000 a month, and not trying to get you to that level. What we do really is we just target businesses like yourself that already have a strong review on review base on Google, and then what we do is we promote you, because when I look at electricians near Decatur or electricians near Yoder, for example, I do see a listing of businesses, but I don't see your name there, right? And that's where you'd want to show, is in this kind of greater Fort Wayne area. And if I do Fort Wayne, obviously, you know, there's a couple electricians that are up at the top, like A&K Electric. I see AEY Power Solutions. So these are businesses that are already doing optimization, right? They're not paying big dollars to buy leads. All they're doing is either they have someone hired in-house or they pay a service provider like us to just promote the business so that way you keep moving up the map listings and get customers that way. So if you think that that is of value to you and that's how people find electricians, I mean, let me know before I, try to dig too much of a hole here. Do you feel like people look on Google when they're trying to find electricians near them if they don't know who to reach out to directly?
It goes through quite a few different places, but yeah, I mean, Google's definitely one of them.
Okay. So we know that too, right? And I did find you finally, actually. You're about the fourth or fifth page down in the Fort Wayne listing. So that's a good sign, actually. You're not like 200 listings down. You're about 50 down. What we would do is we would make sure that we're getting your optimization up so that way you can show up on the first page and be at least around that like top 10 to 15 listings at the very least as you continue to grow. Because I see here you already have a website of AAAPlusElectric.com. So everything, and you already established that you're a BBB based accredited business. You have a link to leave Google reviews, and you also have your logo with your phone numbers there as well. So you're doing everything you can to grow online. I can see that there. But the main thing, though, is just to make sure that the quickness in which people can find you on Google is going to lead to different call rates, right? Because as you know, when people are looking on Google, they're usually looking on their cell phone. And how far do you think they're actually going to scroll down the list before they find someone who's available? You know what I mean? Especially if it's like an urgent
right.
job. So that's where we promote your business on the first level. Get you on that first page so that way you can take a lot of that urgent work. And then the next thing that we do is Facebook advertising. Have you ever done any social media advertising?
I've done a little bit. The trick that it comes down to with, at least as far as like the electrical or some of your contractors, is the fact that, you know, people may not need an electrician for 6 months, a year, or 2 years. And in some cases, you know, on the average, a lot of houses don't see an electrician for 10 years or more. So it's the dilemma is getting in front of the people who really need, or I should say are looking for electricians, whereas, you know, if it's just kind of if you're just doing broad advertising everywhere, then in a lot of cases it just doesn't, it's kind of like if I did radio and TV ads and stuff like that, you know, what it cost me for like a TV ad, yes, it hits a lot of people, but, you know, if you get maybe a 1% response, that 1% response isn't even going to pay for the ads, you know, over like a 3 month period. So it's, so that's where it kind of makes it tricky as far as the advertising goes is,
right. And that's why we do the map listings, because it's really meant for people who are already searching for what you do, right? I mean, just to make this relationship, if you can relate to this, it's basically the new version of the phone book, right? Like, I mean, back in the day, we used to have the yellow pages, right? I'm sure you're familiar with that analogy. So, that's how a lot of people ran those like full page ads so they can be there all year. And, you know, they were paying money, but they weren't paying like a huge sum of money. It's just to be there when people are looking. I mean, that's what Google's turned into, right? These map listings, and that's why people are doing these optimization, is they understand showing up at the top of the list, they don't know who they're going to reach out to, but they know that they're going to get some traffic when people are interested in a more urgent response. But to your point, that's why we run Facebook ads or social media, social media is not meant to be a broad, like, reaching type of marketing. So what Facebook does is a newsfeed retargeting ads. Have you ever, do you have your own Facebook just to make sure that we're talking about this? You know, I'm not explaining something that's foreign.
Yeah, I've got Facebook, and I've also got a Facebook page for AAA okay. Plus Electric.
Okay, so how it works, and I'm sure you can relate to, you can understand this. You ever notice on your newsfeed when you're scrolling through Facebook, just looking at social media, for example, an ad will pop up that's really, really relevant to something you searched for before online? You ever notice that on your
right.
newsfeed? Okay, so this is how retargeting marketing works, and that's why it works a lot for electricians. You have two types of clients, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but most of our contractors in your field have the people who need emergency service, and then people who are need like installations and are available to shop around for their service, what they need, because it's not something that they're doing, you know, in the next hour. Would you agree that that's basically what
right.
you have? Okay, so that's where Facebook, that second iron in the fire really works for our clients, because if someone needs like a main panel upgrade because they're doing something, maybe they're getting an electrical car charger or whatever the case may be, right? Those different types of jobs where people shop around sometimes, or maybe they're redoing wiring or it's a full install or something like that, you know, those bigger jobs, that's where Facebook ads really help, because you can now target areas outside of Fort Wayne and you can be very specific with your zip codes if you want to on these Facebook ads. But the only reason why someone would ever see that Facebook ad of yours is if they were already looking for that service that you wanted to promote on Facebook. You follow me so far how retargeting ads work?
Right.
Okay. So that's why we run those ads for our clients, because at that point, the only jobs that you're running ads towards are people that are for the jobs that you want. It's going to hit homeowners when they're relaxing in bed, looking on social media. And just to give you the statistics standpoint, the conversion rate of Facebook ads is more than double of doing a Google ad. And the main reason why people really like it is, though, the pricing, and that reason being the cost of a Facebook ad is about 5% of what you would pay to try to run a Google ad of the same style. So that's why a lot of people lean towards Facebook for this. It's because it's good timing and really good price. So that's what I was saying. At $250 a month, 100 of that goes straight to Facebook. So 100 of those 250 is paid towards Facebook ads, and then our optimization is included in that too to make sure that you're showing up on the top of Google. So that's what we include at that month-to-month rate. And we do look to earn your business each and every month. We're not trying to set up a big upfront retainer or anything like that.
Okay.
I mean, that's basically it right now. Again, I don't want to be an arm twisting type. I imagine you're on the road, so I just need a kind of open form at this point, James. Like, let me know what are some questions that you need answered before you can make a fair decision on this.
I would say at the moment I can't think of anything at the moment.
Okay. So at first glance, do you feel like this would help you grow, or do you think I'm out of bounds for making that assumption?
It sounds like it would. My wife and I run the business, so basically, if I'm going to take on any more advertising, I've got to go through it with her.
And I can hear that loud and clear. Just to let you know, that's why I don't twist arms, because the last thing I want you to do is sleep on the couch. Just for trying to do some marketing.
We're in the process of trying to buy another house as well, and so I'm not sure where that's going to be at as far as watching our watching the expenses or, you know, what kind of things hit the cars and stuff like that.
And again, without getting into too much detail, what's your typical appetite for marketing every month, James? I mean, I just want to make sure what we're doing is not, you know, too different from stuff you're already doing.
Well, I've done some stuff with a couple of realtor organizations, as far as like they give out paperwork to people who are buying and selling houses, to where I would
be like the first referral to a new homeowner. I know what you mean. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they give like packets of their preferred contractors, or, you know, whether it be contractors or home inspectors or, you know, that kind of a thing. I've done stuff with like the Catholic Church does. They've got like a prayer book for like the month, or, you know, over the year and stuff like that. I've done that. Right now I'm on a billboard at the moment, up around, the mall up there, Glenbrook Mall.
Our pricing is definitely... Yeah, that's good to know. So that means our pricing isn't definitely out of balance. I mean, the moment you're buying a billboard, that definitely... I know those aren't cheap. I know they're not always crazy expensive either, but, you know, that means that you definitely want to get the word out. So that's good. I'm glad that we are definitely in the same vein of you wanting to grow so much that you're even willing to, you know, get a billboard. So all that being said, James, I mean, really then, you know, whenever you and your wife have the time to really think about this, that's okay. You know, I'll respect your timeline. And it just sounds like everything that you're doing is complementary to what we do, right? Like, and so it's not like this is a mutually exclusive type of thing where you'd have to stop doing billboards to do what we do. But what I would say is this is, since I have you, I know you're driving and something you'll check later, I'm going to send you a sample website of what we provide as well, James. Just so you understand, this is something that we provide to our clients as well. I know that with a billboard, it's important to make sure you have a very clean, like, appealing, you know, a type of billboard. The same thing we do with our website. So we make sure that your website is optimized for Google growth, and also optimized so people can call you very quickly. Now, the only thing I saw on your website that wasn't quite optimized is a click-to-call link. I do see your logo in the top left corner, but when I scroll through your website, think about this. If I was scrolling through your website from a cell phone, most clients, and we know this from our analytics, they're a little lazy to look for your phone number. And so what we do on our site is we make a click-to-call button stay steady at the top and bottom of the page at all times. So no matter when you're scrolling or where you're scrolling, the moment someone finds interest, they just, you know, can click the button. You follow me so far?
Okay.
As far as how, like, cell phone optimization might help get some more traction too?
Right.
So again, again, your website, obviously, I'm sure it does a great job for your clientele when they're looking from a computer, because I see your header for the reviews and the accredited business and then the logo with the phone number there. The way I was just viewing it is, if I was viewing this from a cell phone, that logo with the phone number might seem a little bit too small to make out, unless it changes the structure when I'm looking on a cell phone. So just that, and again, just so you know, we would use the same exact domain. If you wanted us to, it would just be a slightly different structure. We can use all of your photos as well. Again, you have a lot of great content. It's just more just the optimization of the structure itself to make it sure it's, you know, working well with Google's algorithms. And that'll help keep you near the top of the listings as well.
Okay.
But you have all that for, again, when you and your wife want to digest that. So to be fair to you, James, again, I don't like putting people in a situation where they they feel pressured or anything like that, but what's fair as far as a timeline for you and your wife to look this over and see if it's worth, you know, taking next steps on?
Can you send me an email or?
Yeah, I have your email address as well. From what I gather from your website, it's going to be james@AAAPlusElectric.com.
Yep.
Okay. And then, so I just sent that right now as we're talking. So you'll get it obviously when you get off the road and are able to look at it. It's coming from jkyle@localsplash.com. It does include the pricing for everything we talked about, the 49 month a month to include the $100 going towards Facebook. So again, to be fair to you, I don't want to bug you, you know, especially if you're doing the home buying thing first and foremost. So from what you gather and everything we talked about, is this something you want me to reach out to you sooner, or is it something that you want to mull over for like a few weeks or months or something like that?
At the moment, why don't you give me like a week or so?
Okay. All right.
So that I can kind of have a chance to talk with her and then we can kind of, I can also kind of see where things are at as far as, like I said, right now I've got several advertising things going and some of them I'm kind of debating on whether to keep or not, but, yeah, it's like you got to give them a certain amount of time to try to see if things are working or not, but, but yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I will let you know that, again, so we'll check in next week, maybe around this time. You know, obviously you have my information, you have my cell phone. I'm sorry, you have my direct line. I sent you a couple text messages.
Okay.
So you have that. And then also the email. So if anything comes up in the meantime, any questions, concerns, or you and your wife made a decision before then, feel free to reach out, but other than that, I'll pencil in a call on the 13th, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, James, appreciate your time. Drive safe and, you know, really look forward to speaking with you next week.
All right, thanks.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye.